Welcome back to Lost in Theaters, the podcast where we talk about movies that have slipped through the cracks of pop culture. My name is Rachel, and I'm here with my beloved sister. Sister dearest.
I love you too.
I know. I love you as well. And before we get into our new movie, I discovered something. Now, some people have probably listened to our Ramen Girl episode previously. It's probably the worst sounding of all of our episodes.
It was really sad.
It was,
I really enjoyed that
one. It was a good one, but the recording is poor.
Because we did it in a car.
But I found out that there's a movie called Tampopo, which is accredited as the first, like, they call it a noodle western.
What?
And it actually inspired major areas in The Ramen Girl.
Oh.
Even to the point that there's, like, a cameo by one of the actors in it. It's about love and ramen. I haven't seen it. I can't attest to it or anything. But just a heads up, if you liked what we said about Ramen Girl, you could also check out the... Tampopo is, I think, more popular in, like, film, like, history, books. You know, they talk about this one. Whereas Ramen Girl was more of, like, a... offshoot.
Experience, yeah. Ramen.
So, all that is to say, yeah, if you want to know what we said about Ramen Girl, check out that episode. But, for those
good
who
luck.
Had, now you know this. Are you ready for today's episode, though, Ruth?
I'm usually never ready for whatever you're chucking at my head.
I am so excited to talk about this movie. So good. Excited! Are you ready? Are you ready?
No, go for it.
Poseidon Rex.
Yeah, no, I really wasn't. Oh my gosh. What?
Poseidon Rex. It came out in 2014.
Like W-R-E-C-K-S or
no.
R-E-X?
Like Tyrannosaurus Rex,
oh.
But Poseidon Rex. Subtitle. Half dinosaur, half sea monster, all trouble.
I continue to not be prepared. Where do you find this stuff?
Nope,
I'm not gonna ask. Just.
I don't know, man. So it came out in 2014, and when you look it up, the only articles about it were published in 2014.
Okay.
So it didn't really make a splash. But see, the thing is, guys, it needs a place on your bad movie list. It is not a movie you watch because you're like evoked in the soul to you know, begin your life as a chef or something.
What? That went kind of tangential.
It went really tangential.
Okay.
But, like, it's the movie you watch with your friends and you make comments the whole time.
Okay.
And you just laugh. But you're also, like, baffled by its seriousness. It could have been, like, it's one of those movies that feels satirical, even though it is super not, like,
uh-huh.
It isn't, it's gotten to the point, it's, you know, they say things like, it's so bad, it's good, it's not even there, right? Like,
what?
It's not even, like, Monty Python deliberately is, like, satirical, and it's so bad, it's good, and then there's, like, I don't know, it's just, it's a bad movie, maybe,
uh-huh.
I'm taking a stance, but
what?
I feel like I have to take a stance,
what?
And you enjoy it.
I don't know what you're saying. What are you trying to say to me?
Watch it with your friends who you love to talk about movies with.
Okay.
Because then you can just talk up a storm about it.
So I'll just call you later.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So it's funny because I don't necessarily like talking in movies. I do like to sort of get lost in the film.
Yeah, you do.
But sometimes...
it hurts me
because... I love to talk in movies.
That.
So it's a hit or miss with me. The director... his name is Mark Lasseter. Nope, it's not. Mark Lester.
Psych.
I misread his name multiple times. Like,
Lester.
Mark Lasseter. No, it's Lester. And he still makes movies, you know? Several actors,
when
though.
Did this come out?
2014, right? Yeah, I said it several times now. He still makes movies, and several actors, though, this was, like, their last movie, but other actors are in the film were going on to have, like, very prestigious, not prestigious, normal, like, acting careers. So
like, first and last movie for some actors?
No.
Or
no.
Just, okay.
Yeah. it should be noted, too, it's very interesting that the director has made other movies like this. dinosaur kind of movies. And what's so interesting is, I mean, in our minds, when we think dinosaur movie, Jurassic Park is the dinosaur movie. And actually, it's one of my favorite movies, if not my favorite film. I often say about Jurassic Park, I was never bored the whole time. It uses its the fact that it's a film to its advantage, and just it uses cinema excellently. I was impressed. which, you know, I am the authority on the matter. Lies. Okay. Anyways.
Well.
In
this situation.
Yes. But that is to say that this movie is the opposite end of the spectrum as far as, like, I mean, it's a movie about dinosaurs. And I think if you're dinosaur craving, you watch this movie because you're like, maybe.
I am dinosaur craving.
But then again, maybe you would be disappointed if that's what you wanted. but at the same time,
okay, on a scale of Dinotopia to Jurassic Park, where does it fall?
Oh no, Dinotopia and Jurassic Park are on the same end of the scale, aren't they?
No.
Oh, Dinotopia? Yeah, because Dinotopia is a book of excellent quality.
Yeah.
It's a different scale.
No, these are quality things.
Right, so they don't go on the same end. It's
so is this like the triangulating point
to
down at the bottom?
Train. Like, that's the scale. The child's cartoon Dinosaur Train?
I liked Dinosaur Train.
Okay, you're right. It was too educational. the worst Land Before Time films.
Those
Dinotopia
so fun.
To the worst Land. No,
here's
like,
the problem.
I loved Land Before Time.
Dinosaur things are kind of awesome.
You're like me in Star Wars. I understand. It's really hard for me to hate anything Star Wars-y.
You're right. This is problematic. Okay.
But so it's also like Jaws.
So it's more on the Jurassic Park end.
Yes.
I'm just thinking flavors.
Right, yeah. So think a little Jaws, a little Jurassic Park. Think a little, they might not have had a really great, like...
I need a dinosaur media scale.
Set coordinator.
Oh, really?
They had amazing sets. Like, I think they shot on location in the tropics somewhere. Where was it? Belize. They were in Belize.
That's expensive.
Officially. And they had these really amazing, like, nature documentary-worthy shots of, like, the ocean and stuff. Every time I looked at them, I was like, I could just watch this scene forever. You know, it's like some fish in the
Please
water.
Please don't take me back.
You're like, that's so cool.
And then what happens, Rachel?
You'll hear about what goes on.
Nice.
Yeah, so Jurassic Park / Jaws. Yeah.
So scary movie.
Yeah. But again, it doesn't really...
Godzilla vibes?
Good question. I feel like Godzilla was legitimately scary to some people.
You know that... Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But I think at the same time, it's not so scary that it's a scary movie, right?
Is... What's a Tyrannosaurus Rex movie? Oh my gosh.
Jurassic Park?
Thank you. Is that a scary movie?
It has these moments of tension... That
and
are
terror.
Yeah, where the velociraptors are like chasing them in the kitchen, and you're on the edge of your seat,
yeah.
or they're in the car and the water is shaking, you know, and you think, oh my god,
or the professor is being chased down,
or the guy's going to the bathroom.
Although, I'll be honest, that okay, I'm just gonna.
I know, having come out and said that this was one of my favorite films, you're allowed to critique it.
No, not critique.
Oh.
Just reveal horrifying things about myself accidentally.
Oh sister. Anyways, poor sister. Yeah. So it's the vibe of the film it wants to be like that in Jurassic Park. And like in Jaws, where you know, there's this mystery, not mystery.
Yeah.
No, they don't go for mystery at all.
Okay.
They want it to be scary, but they fail.
Okay.
In that respect. The average some people might be scared. Especially if this is your first dinosaur movie experience.
Okay.
Just because by the nature of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But these... Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah. Middle spoiler section? Or you think there are any more preemptive questions we should ask?
Anything about the music that's noteworthy? Oh my
gosh,
I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it once. Como te llama. Stay tuned if you want to know what that's about.
I am deeply unsettled. everything you said as like new has been like I am more uncomfortable than I was before.
The music is noticeable and not in the best possible way.
Dang it.
Again though, love watching it with your friends. You should watch it with your friends because it's so fun. I watched by myself and I kept turning to my imaginary friends.
I'm so concerned.
I was like, yeah, isn't it hilarious? Anyway. Okay.
Alrighty.
Medium spoilers. Oh, the plot. Yeah, medium spoilers. I'm like, what do we talk about in medium spoilers again?
Holy cow.
Okay, so the premise of the film. Yeah, medium. What's. Do we have a sound for medium spoilers when we transition? Maybe it should be fake maracas. Medium spoilers.
Is that because of Como Te Amo?
No. I actually don't know why I said. Actually, no. I was doing some Greek today and the word castanets came up.
That's why. Appearing in the podcast right now.
I think so. I think it was that subliminal. It's been with me. No, because no. Greek has been on my mind. You'll learn about that later in the podcast.
I mean, Poseidon.
We'll learn about that later in the podcast.
Alrighty.
Okay, so...
mediums.
Yes, medium spoilers. What happens is you've got some people... you've got some guys looking for treasure and they disturb a dinosaur in the water that's sleeping under the water, and then it begins to terrorize this island. And there are two particular tourists who get tied up with a scientist in the process of trying to find out what's happening / stop what's happening. And that's what happens. That's the premise of the show, Ruth.
Okay.
It's actually really interesting, I think, right?
Treasure hunting on the land, in the sea.
In the sea. They're in the sea.
Are they on boats?
They reference Cortez. Now, I forgot to look up whether Cortez went to the Belize area. But that would be interesting to know. I looked up a lot of other things, actually. But that particular one slipped my mind.
Oh,
they're looking for a treasure thing. And, yeah, they set some charges. That seems like a really good idea when you're dealing with an old ship. You should just blow up whatever is around it.
No.
To get it out, Ruth.
No.
That seems like a great idea.
This is like an archaeologist's nightmare.
Yeah, it is. Because then they do that, get the treasure. Maybe that's why treasure hunters are so such a concern for the historical people. Maybe they actually do that. Wow. Interesting application.
I mean, we all remember the pyramids.
Wow.
And the Victorian phase where they decided, let's just eat those. That seems like a good
idea.
Let's
just take all of the flatness.
By those, I'm referring to the mummies.
I am horrified. Anyways. Okay, so that's happening things. And then in the process, they disturb, like I said. There's a beast...
Beastie.
Mm-hmm.
Wee beastie.
And here's the thing. I'm going to say this in the medium spoilers. You know how... You guys remember when we talked... Ruth, do you remember when we talked about... what was it called? The Dragon Slayer?
How could I ever forget?
And there was that thing with the... And they do that... These Jaws and Jurassic Park do this as well. So with Jaws and Jurassic Park, they used practical effects for the creatures, both the shark and the T-Rex, but actually the wetness of the sets prevented them from being in a lot of the shots, and so it actually added to the tension, which was really cool, you know? And so, you know, you only saw it at certain times, and everyone was, you know, wow, it was really scary and very interesting, and that's cool. But then, and the same thing happened in Dragon Slayer, where it's like, see part of the monster, see the head of the monster, and to the point that, I mean, and it was probably a good idea, because when they showed the whole monster in Dragon Slayer, it was a little weird.
Anticlimactic?
It was clearly visually discontinuous.
Bankrupt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Visually,
I'll stop.
yeah, visually problematic. Well, that happens with this dinosaur, you see him right away in its entirety. You see the whole creature from the second scene. The whole thing is revealed. There's no question about the nature of this dinosaur.
Okay.
And it just continues to show up in its full glory throughout the whole film. But here's the thing, Ruth. I've decided to call this film a film that participates in This Sucks. As opposed to physics. Because it sucks. Because it's Fizz Sucks.
What has this done to you?
The dinosaur is an aquatic dinosaur, okay? And whenever it breaches the surface or anything, it doesn't make sense what's happening. It just physically doesn't make sense. Like, suspension of disbelief is one thing, but, like, that looks like someone got a T-Rex simulation and then just put it in the water. And it just is, like, a dinosaur in the water.
Yeah.
And the CGI is catastrophic. And because they didn't, I don't think they gave the people ideas about where to put the guns or whatever.
Oh my god.
Because they're like, aim. And it just doesn't make sense. It's like, wow, that was not the dinosaur you were firing at. That was far away from, they're like looking not at the dinosaur.
Oh my gosh.
And, but it's like, the water, it looks like it's sitting on top of the water, but also, I mean, it is in the water, you can tell. It's dodgy McDodgerson town. This sucks, man. That's what I think. It just, you can't ever tell. So they show visuals of it swimming underwater.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay, maybe. But it's just the transition. You never see that swimming on the surface in the same way. Like, it just, it was such a bizarre...
Physics is hard.
And I will be frank, I am not a programmer. Can you be Alice?
Can I be Alice?
If I'm Frank.
What?
Anyways. Where was I? It just struck me that I had to go there.
It hurts, Rachel.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a heads up about the medium spoiler section. Probably should have gone in the low spoiler section, but...
The catastrophic CGI.
Yeah. It's really bad. Because actually what's so weird is the location filming is really good. It's very idyllic, like...
So it's a tragedy.
And then there's, like, this dinosaur that just is so central to the whole film, and... Oh my gosh, and I'll speak about other matters. There's one thing in the CGI we can discuss in the major spoiler section. Okay, so, should we go on, or should we stay here?
I think we should go on, mm-hmm. but as a transition, you should have some more tea.
Oh, we're drinking tea, by the way, folks. Yes. What kind of tea is it, Ruth?
It is holy basil tea,
which
is a type of basil.
10 out of 10 tea. Recommend. Yeah. It doesn't have the bitterness.
It smells savory.
It's like fake, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like fake honey tea, because there's no honey in it. Ruth just poured my tea without the tea strainer. So my tea is full of tea leaves now.
I was just gonna give you this other one. Because okay. I'm fine drinking it.
And she was like, no, I'll just give you the other tea. Okay, back to the film! Major spoiler section! Okay. So the film opens with, they're on a boat, and the dialogue is hard to follow, but you figure out that they're treasure hunters, and there's this guy with a gun, and he's like, go down and get the whatever, and he's like, okay, man. And so they go down, and the three divers go down. And they're having this, like, talk about, like, what's happening under the water. They're like, okay, I'm gonna go do this, I'm gonna go do that, and they're, like, communicating. And then at one point, one of the divers does, like, a hand motion under the water, and I was like, oh, I recognize that. Divers do that to communicate underwater. And then it struck me that dialogue I was just hearing from the divers underwater wasn't physically possible. And I Googled it, laughter, and I was like, divers don't really, like, speak.
No.
They don't speak underwater. So... Like,
what?
I was like, what?
Wait.
And so they're using, like, sign language and fake dialogue as they go in the, yeah. So they're going to get this treasure. That's just a taste, folks.
It's an essential movie.
Yeah, and so you're like, it was my first clue I was in for a ride. And they're actually diving at the Blue Hole, which is actually off the coast of Belize. It's actually a thing. It's really pretty and very cool. And they're there, and they're diving for gold. They set some bombs. They set them off.
What?
Big explosion.
Oh, right.
And I didn't realize this, but two of the divers were against one of the divers.
Okay.
And so when the bomb goes off, this ginormous sea dinosaur comes out and then eats two of the divers. And then But the blast of the explosion knocked out the third one.
Okay.
And then the dinosaur then breaches the surface, and the man on the boat with the gun is like, oh no! And then he turns around and starts going away, but then the dinosaur eats him.
Okay.
And destroys the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needed to do that, I guess.
it was, and that was, and then, right, that was the second clue that we were in for a ride with this film because of the CGI of the whole dinosaur chasing the boat. Eating the man above the water. And they, there was no hiding the dinosaur at all. It was just, this is how life is now. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. So, meanwhile...
Does it have, like, home film vibes?
No. No, it is a good-looking film. That's what's so wild. Because it is like...
Dang
it. I was like, this is... It's not even Fast and Furious level, right? Early Fast and Furious films, they do have this 90s vibe to them, and they're, you know, you just get used to that kind of filming. It's a little grainier or whatever. Mm-hmm. This was great filming. Just really good. Okay, so then... you get the beach montage.
The what?
Yes, because where it's an island, and so you get, like, the beach and, like, the island life and the island, you know, how things are on shore, and a boat is coming to shore, and the song is playing, Como te llama? What's your name? What's your number? No, it's like, I really want your name. What's your number? And it's, like, really... catchy. Uh-huh. And it was a good montage song.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a good...
If you weren't in shock over the dinosaur.
Additionally, though, I don't know if they speak Spanish in Belize.
That would have been my question.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that's something I should just know.
I feel like that as well. It depends on whether Spain colonized Belize.
Yeah.
I feel like Belize sounds French to me.
They did a lot of... awkward.
Doesn't Belize sound French to you?
Yeah. French?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm not so great with French.
It's the Zed.
No.
Okay, so meanwhile, at the end of the montage, we get a woman coming out of the water, and this woman is obviously supposed to be the sexy scientist woman, because she's wearing this bathing suit, and she comes out of the water holding, like, a plastic container of water. Mm-hmm. Why did she just not get the water from the shore? She wasn't having any diving with it or anything. She went swimming.
Yeah.
And got this bucket, plastic container.
She's a free diver.
Okay, sure. Plastic container of water, comes on shore, sits down and starts, like, taking notes immediately.
Yeah.
About the water. And then we cut to, there's a couple coming off of a boat, and they're like, here on vacation. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's going to be so fun. And she's like, okay, that sounds great. And he's like, you don't need to be worried. And she's like, why would I need to be worried? Like, you need to loosen up. And she's like, okay, I guess. So that's a little dialogue. Sarah is the scientist lady. Mm-hmm. We meet her again. She's going to talk about to Henry about taking her out on the boat later to go look at samples from the blue hole. It's a whole thing. Note.
Why is it called the blue hole?
Because it's a huge... It's blue. It's... The ocean is blue, and then there's the blue hole.
That seems, like, really uncreative.
So Henry says that he's actually taking this couple out snorkeling that morning. Yep, it's that couple. The couple we met earlier.
Okay.
He's taking them out there, and he'll take her later that afternoon. So then... The guaranteed couple and doomed. Henry go on this boat together, and as they go, he's like, you're gonna sit back and relax, and we're gonna listen to the radio. And what's on the radio, Ruth?
Murder?
Como te llama?
So is this the only
what's
music?
Your name? What's your number? Okay, so then he's like, we have an hour, okay?
Why?
He says, we're gonna get there in an hour. It's an hour drive out to the thing.
Oh, okay.
At the end of presumably an hour, what's on the radio? So tell me what's your name.
Well,
maybe
they've, like, repeated a bunch of other songs and now they've moved back around.
That's already three times in this film that I just felt like I should say something about it. Meanwhile, the boyfriend and the girlfriend, who I call the boyfriend and the girlfriend throughout the whole of the film, the guy did have a name and the girl did have a name.
But they don't anymore.
The guy's name was short. The guy's name was a shortened version of his full name. And the girl's name was really...
You didn't write it down,
uncharacteristic.
Did
Yeah, I didn't write it down at all. Rachel? It's just the boyfriend and the girlfriend, okay?
You have a problem with names.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. I just didn't realize...
Did they die immediately?
I didn't realize they would be important.
Oh my god!
And so I didn't pick up on their names quick enough.
No kidding.
Anyways, so they go and they're scuba diving, or they're snorkeling. And I don't know how one snorkels, if I'm being honest. Does one put one's head under the water when you snorkel?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know these things. But they were having a good time. And then what happens? They find the body from the opening scene that was knocked out. The knocked out body. And they find him in the water, and they go, and they're like, Henry, we found a body! And they all go to the boat, and then Henry's like, let's go get the body. So then they go get the body, and the boyfriend and Henry go get the body, and they drag it on, and then it turns out he's not dead.
How?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
He was hit by the explosion, so we did see him get knocked out as opposed to eaten.
Right.
But
it's been a bit...
I
presumably
mates people are huge, so I was like, okay, so he's unconscious, maybe I can see that. And then they're like, we should take him to a doctor. And then the man who's been in the sun all day, mm-hmm. and probably on the verge of drowning and dying, mm-hmm. is like, no doctors.
Okay,
don't take me to a doctor. And they just agree. They're like,
okay,
no doctors, we won't take you to a hospital, but
no.
Henry's like, I know someone who can help. Okay.
Henry,
yeah, he knows a guy. Meanwhile, so then we're introduced to the bad guys, and they're like...
Spoilers!
They have the same kind of guns that the guy at the beginning had on the boat,
ones
so you
that
know...
weren't aimed at the monster?
Yeah,
okay.
We know that they're in the same, you know, group or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's like... Where are they? Have they come back from the shore yet? And they're like, we don't know, boss. Okay, so that's that. Back at the guy who was drowning, who's no longer drowning, he's in a bed. And
okay.
The doctor, Sarah, was the person Henry knew. So Sarah is looking after the knocked out man.
Okay.
And Henry...
Oh, okay, I get it.
Henry is... he's... They found, actually, the knocked out man had, like, he had found a gold coin when he was down there, and he put it in his dive suit.
Oh.
So they find the gold coin, and they're like, what are you doing? What's your deal? I should note, throughout the whole film, there's this tension about who this gold belongs to. The whole time, there's, like, and they don't really address it. It just sort of gets, like, talked about how it might belong to the Mayans, and that was actually who it rightfully belongs to. Or the Spanish, but the gold people who steal the gold, that they are not going to give it to either of them. So, you know, it's just this weird little running not commentary. It's like not a commentary on the subject at all. It's very
really?
Weird. Yeah. So he's like, what do you have this thing? And he's like, tell us who you are. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And then
okay.
We have a scene. Because then that scene, you leave that scene, and there's a new scene, and...
Making a scene, man.
The guy who... It took me a minute to realize this, but the guy who is on the bed is now attached to a chair. He's, like, being tied to a chair and being beat up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he... Something about money or something, and he's like, actually, I know where some gold is. There's gold at the bottom of the blue hole. You just have to take me there. And then I realized this is a flashback sequence. There was no visual cue.
Okay.
No visual cue at all, Ruth. I did not know we were in a flashback
yeah.
sequence. And then I was like, oh! Then, just cut back to the original scene. Turns out his name's Jax.
Hi, Jax.
Or maybe it's Jackson, but everyone calls him Jax.
Okay.
You guys call him Jax.
Okay.
So he is like, I think, then they're like, you know, what are we gonna do, man? You should see a doctor. And he's like, actually... I'll tell you everything out on the porch.
Okay.
So he does. So after saying
what?
He wasn't going to tell them anything, and then we get a great flashback sequence, he then almost immediately decides to tell them things.
Okay.
And so now we've learned all the stuff. He's told them, he filled them in, and the boyfriend is like, hey, we can help you get that money. And they're like, yes, we're going to get that money. And then meanwhile, the scientist lady's like, hang on. You could be disturbing important scientific things down there. I'm coming too. So what we end up with is the boyfriend, Henry the scientist, and Jax all going on this boat out to the blue hole. And then the girlfriend is like, look, man, I'm not okay with this, dude. And she's like, I'm gonna be really upset if you go on that dive. And he's like, I'm gonna go on that dive.
Cheating.
It's a bad move, really. It's not a great move on his part. Not a good look. And I think his thought process, which is sort of figured out, we kind of figure out as we go, is that, like, he wants the money, and he once he gets the money, he thinks it'll make her happy. Because money is the answer to all of our problems.
Buddy, no.
But it's interesting, because in a weird way, the film reveals that it isn't. Odd. Okay, so...
Literally weird way.
Meanwhile, the bad guys have figured out that the good guys... Like, the good guys include the scientist and Henry and the boyfriend and the scientist and Jax. Okay. So those are the good guys. And then the bad guys are the mob who are after Jax.
Yeah.
And so they've realized he's alive.
There's a mob?
We think there's some sort of syndicate drug-running people, probably. I think there's... Yes, they're definitely... Visually, there are drugs.
Again, that probably should have been in the...
But it's like, they're not... And nothing's happening to them, you just see them. Anyway, so they get... So they see that Jax is alive, so they send out a boat with two guys to go get him, and then they're like, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna flag him down, and then we're gonna tell him, you know, this is it, or they have some rhyme, and they're like, this is it, and now you quit. And then we're gonna kill him, and you're like, oh, okay, what a plan. What a plan. And then while they're planning this, guess what happens? The dinosaur shows up again and eats them!
I totally forgot the dinosaur existed.
Right. So they were looking with binoculars at these people. Meanwhile, the good guys then, they are flying along, and they come across the wreckage of the boat that the dinosaurs just eaten.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my goodness, and while they're observing it, the Coast Guard shows up.
Right. The Coast Guard.
Yeah. I mean, it checks out, I guess. But they're not the American Coast Guard.
No.
They're something, they're the...
Yeah.
They're the water authority in the area.
Okay.
And so, they talk about, they think that they did this, maybe, and then the scientist is like, admit it, you don't think we did it, there's something else going on here, and they're like, actually, yes, because how could this have been the case? And then they show there's like an arm, a bloodied arm in a bag, and they're like, look, here it is, and they're like, oh my gosh, and then the scientist lady is like, it's something big, something really big.
What?
So the scientist is like, we need to go and figure out what we're going to do with it, so we should go to the blue hole and investigate. And the other guy's like, that makes sense. And they want the treasure / to figure out what's going on.
Guys, no.
And then they're sailing away, and what's on the radio? Como te llama.
Okay, is this deliberate?
I really want your name, what's your number?
I don't know!
It's so funny, though.
Did they just have no music budget?
I don't know! It was just hilarious to me. Okay, meanwhile, the girlfriend back on the beach is invited to a party by some army guys, so she's on a boat. So she goes.
Safety.
Meanwhile, they're gonna go scuba diving down to the water, and he's like, be careful, because it's really intense scuba diving. He's like, and if you come up too quickly, you'll die. Which is true,
yes.
Actually. Yeah. But it turns out the boyfriend didn't really know this, so he's like, hey, is it chill if, like, I stay up here and, like, I could still get my cut right? And they all, like, roll their eyes or whatever. So he decides to stay. He still gets his cut right, yeah. And it's the weird thing where they talk underwater is back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still happening.
Okay.
The radar, again, cuts out. Saw in the first scene, there was a radar problem, and now there's a radar problem. It means the dinosaur's coming, I think.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't, I don't know. That doesn't check out. Anyways, so they go down and they see all these eggs.
What?
They look like rocks wrapped in saran wrap.
What?
All these eggs down there. And they're like, oh my goodness. So the doctor's like, we have to get one of these eggs. So she puts one in a little bag thing.
No.
And then they go back up.
I'll be honest, that is something I would totally
and
do.
And they go on the boat, and they go back to shore.
Oh, and they're fine?
They found no treasure, but she
they
got
found
an egg.
Eggs.
Yeah. And the Port Authority has nothing more to say to them, so we don't hear from him again. Meanwhile, the scientist is like, hey, Jax, would you be my assistant? And he says, sure. Meanwhile, the boyfriend goes off to look for the girlfriend. Now the egg looks like it's made out of styrofoam. And she whips out this little, this little x-ray thing, and she's like, what's inside? And it is the clearest looking x-ray I have ever seen. It is just not an x-ray. It is a very distinct picture of a miniature Tyrannosaurus Rex inside of that x-ray in sort of like blue.
Okay.
So there's a, she's like, oh my gosh, it's a dinosaur. What do you think? A new assistant person? And he's like, yeah, I think it looks kind of like a dinosaur. And then they have a beer while they do some science.
Yep.
And she gives him a lab coat. No. It's all really chill.
What? No.
So then she peels up the eggshell. It's a big egg. So she's peeling it up, and then she gets these forceps and pulls out this baby dinosaur. Ruth, this baby dinosaur looks identical to the large dinosaur, just sized down. Meanwhile, heads up.
So you can't even think about how gross that could be.
No.
It's just like, that is identical.
That's a dinosaur. That looks like the dinosaur. And it's in the forceps. And then a circus ensues. I have never seen a scene devolve so quickly. All resemblance to a lab falls out the window. This is not a professional scientist. Because she gets her, quote, lab assistant to get, like, cc's of some anesthetic thing, because it's, like, wiggling around, wailing. He's like, what's 2 cc's? And she's like, just fill it up! If you give an animal the wrong amount of anesthetic, it will die! Dude, like, you don't just say, just fill it up! And then, she's like, he's like, I don't know what's happening, and she's like, here, take the forceps! And she tries to give the forceps, and they open, and the dinosaur falls on the ground! And then they're trying to get it, and they don't kick it. I would have kicked it, right?
Why? What do you mean?
If it was terrorizing me, when something small is terrorizing me, I use my helpfully located extended foot hitter for this small. It's not even jumping. That's the thing. It's not like flying or jumping or flailing.
Well, they
don't
want to hurt the baby.
He falls on the ground and it charges at him. Like, see, of all the options, falling on the ground is just, it doesn't make sense because he's supposed to be like a dude. He's supposed to be a guy who knows what he's doing. And he just, it's not even like a humanizing moment.
No.
It's not as though, you know, even guys have moments of stress, which is so true. Guys have moments of stress too. But it doesn't play like that at all. It's just really weird. You're like, how have you made it this far in your life as a treasure hunter? Falls on the ground, and I think, I don't remember who picks it up with the forceps again, but they get it, and they throw it in the freezer.
What?
They open the freezer they got the beers out of.
This is why they had, the beers were in the freezer?
Or a fridge? It's disaster. Oh, it's a disaster. Gosh. So, then, cut to, the girlfriend is on the boat partying. Mm-hmm. And so there's these advances she's getting from this dude, and she spurns his advances, and she's like, no, dude, I'm not interested. And then, meanwhile, back at the lab, the bad guys show up, and they're like, Jax, we're here for you, and he's like, I have the money, it's in the freezer. So they open the freezer, and the dinosaur comes out, and they're like, what? And again. So the dinosaur jumps and grabs one guy's throat and, like, rips it out, and it's okay. Bad, right? And you're like, he's dying. Yeah. And a part of me concedes that. A part of me thinks that could happen. Meanwhile, the other guys, like, have a gun, and they're, like, shooting at it. After you fail to hit the small dinosaur with the gun multiple times, pick up a large flat item and just hit it out of the air. Like, a part of me is like, what is happening? It's only one of them. Of all people, though, me and small dogs, you know, yeah. I don't kick small dogs because I don't kick animals. But it's gonna eat them. I don't know, man. So, back at the docks, she falls in the water, and then the guy who's making the unappreciated advantages is gonna dive in to get her, and then the dinosaur comes out of nowhere and eats him out of the air!
Okay.
Oh my gosh, and then destroys the boat. See, he does this thing where he, like, like comes out of the water and he goes up, mm-hmm. and then he goes, and he goes down, and just the boat busts. Henry and the boyfriend see what's happening. So, oh, by the way, Jax and the scientist escaped. They locked the door with the bad guys and the dinosaur in it.
Oh my gosh.
So the boyfriend and Henry go to the wreckage of the boat because they figured out she's on the boat, and they come and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so sad. And so he goes and the boyfriend finds the girlfriend and he brings her to the boat, and she's got scrapes and scars on her, and it's really sad because now she's dead.
What? She's dead?
She's dead. There's
How
no...
How did that happen?
It's really sad.
Because she was on the boat?
She was in the water, and the dinosaur did something to her, and now she's dead.
What?
And then they take her to shore, and she's got, like, you know, she's in, like, a... They take her to shore, and they bring her on. It's very polite. They did a good job. Except that there were, like, 50 other people on that boat. Are you telling me the dinosaur ate all the other people? Why aren't there people in the water fishing out other dead bodies? Like, just a part of me was like, okay, makes sense. Then the heroes, I call them the heroes now, which includes the boyfriend, the scientist, Jax, and Henry, are like, we gotta go destroy those eggs because we're gonna come across another apex predator. They're gonna come. Imagine if all those eggs hatch and how the ocean will be full of them, and then it'll be awful. What are we gonna do?
There's a lot of hand flailing involved that everyone just missed there.
There's a lot of hand flailing. They're like, there's gonna be millions of them before we know it. We have to go destroy those eggs. And then the scientist, they're like going towards, and she's like, well, you see the Poseidon Rex, blah blah blah. And then they're like, oh, so you've named it. She's like, yeah, I think I'm the scientist. I should name it. And she's like, Poseidon Rex, it means king of the sea. No, it doesn't! I will admit, hearing the name Poseidon Rex of the film, I immediately knew it was a reference to Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I was like, that's kind of funny and brilliant. And like, what an interesting twist. I really appreciate what they've done. It does not mean king of the sea. Poseidon is Greek. Rex is Latin. Scientific names occur in Latin. And I know what you're thinking. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rachel, the word Tyrannosaurus is in fact a Greek word. That's correct. You can Latinize Greek words. Poseidon is not a Latinized Greek word, so it would be like Poseidon-y. But on top of that, Poseidon is the Greek god of the ocean, and you can use the god of the ocean to refer to the ocean. It's true. But the word for sea is thalassa. Or thalassa. It's thalassa. And so you'd make it genitive, so it'd be like thalasses. And the word for king in Greek is basileus. So it'd be like basileus thalasses, or thalasses basileus.
That actually sounds really cool.
But if you wanted to go the Latin way, because that's what scientific names are in, I'm losing my voice, Ruth, you would go with mare. Mares. You would be Maris because it's genitive, again, king of the sea.
Maris means king of the sea.
No, Rex.
M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
Hi, my name is Maurice. I'm king of the sea. Maurice. And so there's Mare. You can actually use Neptuni, because Neptune is the Roman god of the ocean. Because Neptune is the Poseidon. Okay, point C, you could use Ponti, because Pontus is also the word for ocean. Alta means the deep. So it could be king of the deep, Alti. It could be Pelagius. Pelagus or Pelagii. Ruth, I had to go
so
down
like
this
Darth
way.
Darth Pelagius?
Oh my gosh. Oh. I
made a mistake. I'm sorry.
I don't think... It sounds third declension, but it's actually second. These are all Latin terms. I take ancient languages.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm willing... Okay, I see and concede Poseidon Rex as a rel... It's more like Poseidon Rex would literally mean Poseidon the king. Or the king Poseidon. Because point A, they both be nominative. And it would mean Poseidon the king.
Or like sea king.
Or just king the sea. But it's different languages. It's that Poseidon isn't...
Can it just be, like, Latinized?
I just what I'm saying. I don't think Poseidon is a Latinized word.
Okay.
I know.
Why is Tyrannus?
Tyrannus? Because it's the us.
But it's Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, yeah. Saurus. Tyrannosaurus.
What happened there? Why aren't you complaining about this? Know. This is also a monstrosity.
It is, but it's like this. There's like, they did this weird bodlerization clash, crabble, but they just took the word Poseidon and they took the word Rex. And the Rex makes sense. I'll give them Rex. Rex is so good. Maybe the dinosaur's name, I would concede. Okay, you know what I would concede is if the dinosaur's name was Poseidon. I think we should just call him Poseidon.
I'll be honest, I think your argument is completely lost on your entire audience.
I'm really sorry, audience. I'm really sorry. It was a soft spot.
I really enjoyed listening to that, though.
I know. But you know, overanalysis is unimportant. And probably, if an actual classicist had anything to say about it, they'd be like, this is mostly fine. This is mostly fine. So, I will say it's mostly fine, but I will say as a PSA, if you ever want to get a tattoo in Greek or Latin, find the nearest classics department, stat, and just ask them what it means. Just take your tattoo that you're gonna get on a piece of paper and hold it up and say, what does it mean? And they'll say, it means cabbage legs. Or whatever it means. It could mean peace. I'm just saying, make sure you check it with the classics department before you get a tattoo in ancient Greek or Latin. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Do I need to be asking more questions about your friends' personal lives?
No! My friends are all in the classics department.
Exactly.
Okay. Where were we? Oh yeah, the scientist has decided to call it Poseidon Rex. cough. Where were we? It'll be fine. It's fine! It's fine. Like I said, it's fine.
I don't believe you.
I think I'm overreacting.
I think so, too.
Okay. So the Coast Guard at this point is blindly following them as they go to destroy these eggs.
What?
They're, like, on a Coast Guard boat. Someone is like, you know what? We can make this thing bleed. So let's bring guns. It should be noted that the boyfriend in the Everyone Has Guns scene is just holding two handguns. He's just holding two handguns, Ruth.
By his side.
Okay, so the dinosaur does show up, and they, like, shoot it, and it goes back under the water, and then it comes up again. And so there's multiple boats, and everybody is on one boat with guns. And on the other boat is Henry, alone with the man who's steering the boat, and no guns. At this point, Henry tragically dies. Eaten by the dinosaur for no reason. It's like the butler in last episode. I was like, Henry, no!
The butler in last episode?
The last episode was about, you know, the butler. No, it was about the pirate. And he brings the gentleman. Mm-hmm. And you're like, he's like the best character. And I was like, Henry, what a source of reason. He's just eaten.
Like, clearly you have to go.
Oh my gosh. So, again, it's a disaster. They go back to shore. And the boyfriend starts filming everything on his phone, and the scientist is like, yeah, post it. Surely someone will come to help. Surely someone has videoed this already. We're not in the Stone Age. And I'm sure there's Wi-Fi on this island, right? Maybe there isn't. What? A part of me just was like, if you can post it now, you could have posted it before.
Well, you didn't think of it then.
But the other people on the island might have. There are lots of other people on the island. It was a really nonsensical statement. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is there Wi-Fi on the island? There must be, mustn't there?
No.
I just think they're a tourist resort. Not entirely. Now, I will say, I'm sure there are people. It looked like there were people who were living on the island who weren't tourists. Again, this is a fake island, but I do want to concede that it wasn't necessarily a tourist resort. But if people are coming to visit... Okay. So, then they rob a dead body for some keys to get the car. Because they have to take a car to the other side of the island where the doc professor, the scientist... No. Who knows there's a base over there? There's a base over there that they're going to.
Okay.
Jax nobly is, I'm losing my voice, Ruth.
Yeah.
Jax nobly is defending, on them, and he's like running from the dinosaur. It's a whole thing. And then Tariq, who is the head bad guy, who they locked into the room, the lab with the baby dinosaur. Uh-huh. Tariq shows up with a gun and he's gonna kill Jax, but then the dinosaur shows up behind Tariq and eats him. End of that problem.
I feel bad for Tariq.
I felt bad for Tariq too. And it's so fast. That's the end of that plot line.
Okay.
Jax, and then they go to Tariq's gun supply house and rob it, but they only take like 2 guns each. It's a stash house. There is dynamite in there, and they took 2 guns each. You need to blow this puppy up, man. Like, why did they just take 2 guns? The guns clearly haven't worked so far. They've tried firing at them. I feel like you have something
against dogs.
Do I? Oh, I subliminally do. I don't. It's the dinosaur. I killed the dinosaur. Anyway, so they're a mile or so from the base when the dinosaur catches up to them and runs them off the road, so they have to run through the wilderness.
What?
It's a whole scene. It doesn't really make any sense. You think that Jax is going to sacrifice himself for the others to get away. It doesn't happen.
No.
Why
would Jax do that?
Well,
that would make sense.
Okay, so they get to the abandoned base, and then they're like, now we have to go look for a place to turn on the power.
Oh?
Power for the base.
Okay.
To channel the radio that they're going to use to call for help. Did they lose power?
No.
I don't know. Ruth, it's really a baffling motivation. I felt like when they came in the room, there were lights on already.
Yeah.
But it was like...
Maybe not.
It was so weird. So they call for help. No one responds on this radio that they had to find the power box to turn on to power when they have cell phones.
Uh-huh.
It's 2013. and
I don't remember a lot from 2013.
I don't know. I feel like cell phones were pretty much a thing by the time I was 13. And now they're gonna prepare to sleep. And they're like, okay, so we assume we're alone.
But they've said that now.
But there are definitely other people on the island, Ruth.
Okay.
Okay, so they assume they're alone.
And there's that.
And they're like, tomorrow, if nobody shows up, we're gonna fly out of the hangar and help people.
What?
No, fly out of the hangar to get help because there's a plane. Why don't you fly out of the hangar now? Why don't you fly out of the hangar now? So Jax stays up to keep guard. And then this is where we discovered that there's been a romance developing between Jax and Sarah.
Really?
Did you know this, Ruth?
No.
Because I certainly...
No idea.
I could tell they might have been trying to set it up. Maybe? Like, there were just, like, there were these lines where she would be like, why don't you be my assistant? But there was no chemistry, even fake chemistry,
uh-huh.
that came through. So then they have a little, like, dalliance, and they find a random bed.
Nice vocab.
Thank you. Meanwhile,
find a random bed.
In a U.S. South Army base, they did, in fact, get the message, and then you see on their radar, they can just straight up, oh, I forgot to mention, the sea dinosaur can now go on land.
What?
It's an amphibious dinosaur. So it's actually...
This is so stupid.
I apologize. It was chasing them on the land. There was a transition I forgot to mention.
That seemed kind of critical.
Yeah. It was chasing them on the... It was so natural, because Tyrannosaurus Rexes are usually on the land. So...
This makes no sense!
So they're talking about their life's work, and Jax on the bed or whatever, and Jax is like, yes, treasure hunting. It's easy getting in, but it's hard getting out. And she's like, wow, yeah. He's like, well, what's your, business? And she's like, oh, I study immortal jellyfish.
What?
Which I looked up and they're a thing.
They are.
They de-age. They, like, revert to earlier stages of their life.
They also don't really get old.
It's really very interesting. So she's like, the secret to immortality. And then she's like, and you could have destroyed it with your exploration of the bombs. And he's like, well, whatever. Nothing comes of that conversation.
Whatever.
Because then the scientist lady finds an old telegraph.
What?
Like a literally old timey just... She finds a telegraph, and then she sends a telegraph.
Who accepts telegraphs?
To a secret military base that she is aware of. On this telegraph. And then they receive it.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is happening. Why a telegraph? I don't know. She's like, I assumed this place is so old. I assumed I found one. And sure enough. So the heroes are like, they have a plan. We don't really know the plan, but they go to the plane.
So messed up.
They fuel a plane. Only Jax boards the plane, and we don't know why, but the other two run down to the water and board a boat. Then the dinosaur on the land at this point chases the plane out of the hangar, and the plane guy, the guy in Jax, is like, hey, follow me, dinosaur, follow me to the ocean.
No.
So the dinosaur follows them to the ocean, and then the people on the boat, there's the guy and the girl, the boyfriend and the scientist.
Yeah.
And they have guns. They're going to aim at the dinosaur.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the military is like, if we're going to bomb the island, it doesn't matter if people are on it or not, we're going to bomb the island. And so the guy in the plane is like telephoning them. And he's like, hey, don't bomb the island. There's people here. And they're like, no. So they get the dinosaur off of the island, and they're like firing. They try to hit it with a bazooka, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So then all the U.S. planes hit it with their missiles. And it falls into the water, and they're, oh my gosh, Ruthie, the scene where they thought that they beat the dinosaur in the command center at the military base needs to be a meme.
Oh, no.
It needs to be a meme so bad, because the military guy goes, yes! It's the same four dudes who have been in the room the whole time. One of them is a lady, actually. They've been in the room the whole time. And, yeah, they, like, it's so funny. It's the least celebratory reaction to destroying a prehistoric dinosaur that's terrorizing the Earth I've ever seen. Meanwhile, one of the iconic lines from this movie is, keep shoot, keep shoot.
What?
That is what comes out of the scientist's mouth as one guy is trying to aim at the dinosaur. So he gets out a bazooka and he's gonna blow this thing up. Slips, falls backwards into the water, dropping the bazooka in the boat, and then is proceeded to be eaten by the dinosaur because it didn't die when it fell in.
Why would it die when it fell into the ocean?
No, when it got hit by the plane missiles. It got hit by the plane missiles and they thought it was dead, but then it came back. So then the scientist is like, oh no! So she stops the boat.
What?
Picks up the bazooka, turns around, and the dinosaur is coming towards her, aims the bazooka at its head, and blows its head off.
Okay.
And then it falls in the water and it's gone.
That's it.
Oh, that's the line from the military. I found it. It actually occurs later. And they go, wow.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It's chaos. And then Jax goes to meet the scientist at the docks, and she's like, you're alive! Because she thought he had died in the plane I don't know why it was so dangerous. Maybe she thought they were going to shoot him down. And then the scientist lady, he's like, hey, we should go on vacation. And she's like, how about a different island? And then she's like, hang on, aren't we forgetting something? The eggs! And then he grabs her hand, and they walk off towards the camera. They throw toward the camera, but off the dock.
Uh-huh.
And then we go under the water, and we see under the water all the eggs are still there. And one of the eggs cracks, and out flies a baby dinosaur. The end!
Are you serious?
Yes! It's the whole movie!
That is so painful.
Oh, we have to be wrapping this episode up, tragically, but quick thoughts, Ruth.
I do want to watch this with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can just talk about it, because it needs to be discussed.
Yeah.
Well, as our closing song, Como te llamas?
No!
So tell me, what's your name? What's your number?
We never figured out what that was about.
No. Okay. I don't. Like we said, I don't know if they speak Spanish in Belize. We don't know. Okay, thanks so much for listening, folks. Follow us on Instagram. We are at Lost in Theaters. Ruth, any things to say to the people?
Help me, please.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!